Matthew, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thanks. Thanks for joining us here on The Daily.
Pleasure.
Now, if the ABC does face funding withdrawals in the next budget, the fact-checking department is the one that's expected to face the most serious loss. What would such a blow mean for the ABC?
Well, it's obviously going to be serious. I mean, as you know, as you've just suggested, we don't actually know what's going to be in the budget until the Treasurer releases it in early May. But certainly the kind of signals that are coming from Canberra are that there are going to be cuts to the ABC's budget, and that part of that is going to be possibly in the $20 million a year that the organisation received a few years ago, 3 years ago, under the previous government, to what they call enhanced news gathering. But what that actually meant was they were able to employ, according to an answer that the ABC gave in Senate estimates recently, they were able to employ about 106 people across the organisation, specifically in journalistic roles, including the fact-checking department. And, you know, I think the extent to which there's further editorial cuts, and let's not forget that the organisation already was cut significantly in the previous budget, diminished their ability to do what they do in news and current affairs, and this is at a time when other major media organisations in the country are also, making redundant lots of journalists and editorial staff. I mean, most recently at Fairfax Media, which about a month ago announced more than 120 editorial positions were going to go at in their Fairfax Media newspapers.
Mm. If we were likely to see these 106 jobs go, is this going to damage the ABC's credibility?
Well, it's hard to see how it won't, in the sense that, unless you're of the view that they 106 people sit around twiddling their thumbs, and I don't think they do. That's 106 people that do this work around the whole country. It's not simply in Sydney. It's around the whole country. The answer to the Senate estimates question on notice said that there were about 42 of them in New South Wales, but there were 35 of the 106 in Queensland and 10 in Victoria, and others in areas like Renmark, Newcastle, well, Broome, Alice Springs, Gosford, etc.
Mm.
So, some of them were for helping with the live video linking around the country, which is useful in the sense that there's a regional story, you can then live video link, and people around the country, if that particular story is relevant to a metro area, you can see that. It's not simply the fact-checking area. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes work goes into producing and managing technology, the new digital technologies that enable so much stuff these days.
You have kind of touched on it there, Matt. Another area that is under threat is the regional reporting. And obviously for the ABC, it's, as a government-funded entity, it is very important in reaching a lot of regional areas. So just how important are those roles?
Well, they're critically important, A, because it's the national broadcaster. It's funded by us, the taxpayer, on behalf of all of us around the whole country. And that's not simply in the big cities, but around the whole country, rural and regional areas. But I don't know if your listeners are aware of recent. There's a Senate committee going on at the moment about bills that are in the House in Parliament in Canberra to do with changing rules about media ownership. And various people have come and given evidence to that Senate committee a couple of weeks ago in Canberra. And what one of the submissions from Channel 9, the Nine Network, was basically, well, one aspect of their submission was basically to say, look, producing regional news and current affairs for us as a network is incredibly expensive. Why don't we just leave it all to the ABC?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if that is the view, and there is no doubt that producing news and current affairs is expensive, but that's the view that one of the big commercial metropolitan television networks is taking, and they just want to push it all off onto the ABC, and yet there's speculation, must stress that, speculation, that the ABC's budget is going to be cut further. I mean, I think it's something that certainly I'm concerned about it. I think your listeners should be as well, and to kind of make their views known, because many people around the country were angry when the previous Abbott government cut their budget for the ABC and SBS, even though there'd been a specific election promise by the then opposition leader, Tony Abbott, that wasn't going to happen. So I think there's a degree of anger about that level of cutting already on the grounds of a broken promise. But substantively, it's about diminishing their ability to do good quality news and current affairs. And to the extent that that happens, it kind of diminishes it for all of us.
Mm. So this seems fairly consistent with what the coalition government has been doing since they actually took office.
Yes. And this money, this $20 million that came in 2013, it's a matter of fact that came in under the previous Labor government, and that is what has been targeted by this government. So there's politics that's at work here as well.
Mm. Well, man, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time. Do appreciate your insight into this one this morning.
My pleasure.